5, thanks to Goddings, Kubota's Platinum Excavator Dealer. GFL Round 12, we're back into the season after last week's break and St Mary's in a crucial win, 13-13-91 over the top of Colac, 12-10-82. We're lucky enough to be joined by Saints co-coach Travis Robertson. Travis, congratulations on the win. Are we saying it's probably the most important win of the year you've had in terms of what it does for the ladder separation that you've got now between Colac and South Barwon?
Yes, good point, Kingy. We certainly made a point of that before the game. It was, not win that game, and we're on level points with Colac, so it has put a good break in between us, and it's important that we finish in the top three.
Yeah. And always good to go down there, and you've got to battle through, and sometimes those wins can really galvanise a group.
Yeah, it's probably one of those wins we're looking to have, to be honest. We were good early and then got really challenged and they headed us in that last quarter. But the boys come away with a good win after a good last couple of minutes.
Yep. Rotations got impacted, I believe, a couple of injuries.
Yeah, we were down to one by the end of it. Damo McMahon hurt a hamstring. Hayden McMahon got a bit of a good corky. So that just helped, I guess, in terms of the result when you're... when you're only down to one rotation, it makes it pretty hard.
Yeah. Who leads on the ground then? Is it Jacob Welsh as captain? And, does he sort of put the team on his back and say, guys, all right, this is really crucial now and, we're down rotations and then he sort of just leads from the front and everybody sort of follows his example?
Yeah, Jacob was excellent yesterday. We gave him a job to do and he did that really well. And in the end, actually kicked the ceiling goal for us, which was really handy. You could tell from the reaction from the group that he's a revered leader.
Yep, Jared Garner loves playing against his old side.
Yeah, the crowd love him down there. Really love him. he had a great game actually, Garns. He's been in really good form. He, to his own standards, when we lost against Bell Park, he was off and he wasn't really happy about his own performance. But he's bounced back in the last two games and he's in ripping form at the minute.
Yep. You fielded a very, very strong side with the strength of the health of the Geelong AFL list. It meant that VFL spots were at a premium. You got Sam Dobson back. Sam Siggins came back from injury and came and played his first game for your boys as well. Aiden Grace hasn't had much of a crackdown at Geelong this year. Paddy Dowling spent some time as 23rd man. It was close to nearly your strongest side for the year.
Yeah, it was definitely our strongest side. And obviously each week, points are a challenge, and there's some blokes that have missed out, certainly even this weekend, trying to balance that, and they've all handled it really well. But yeah, it was good to get Siggo into the side and Sam Dobson running around. We had Trent McMullen as well, so we're reasonably tall up forward. We ran Siggo through the ruck and a few other positions, but I think hopefully we'll get some continuity out of those guys, just to, as long as Geelong stay healthy, we might be able to play around with that and see if we can make it work a bit better for us.
Yep. Do you have to start also, I suppose, factoring in qualification for the likes of Dobson and Siggins and whether you would see them in September?
Yeah, it's certainly a topic of conversation most weeks. Over-qualifying, I guess, for some of those guys is a risk, certainly Dobson and Siggins. Just depends, I guess, on what happens over at the Cats. And look, their VFL side looks like they'll bat pretty deep into the finals as well, which will make it a little bit harder for us because, in our finals, we just won't really know. But we'll battle those hurdles when we get to them, Kingy. It's a good problem to have.
Yeah, absolutely. Your top three, two games clear, six to play. Would you be disappointed not to finish with a double chance from here?
Yeah, I think I would be very disappointed if we didn't finish in the top three. We've got... Joey's and Leopold in a block there in the middle of that six. So there'll be some interesting games and they'll really define our season.
Yep. And a tricky one out at Grovedale next week who when they're on can challenge anybody.
Yeah, look, we played them once and they were pretty good. I've watched them a couple of times. Simon's got them playing good footy and we'll need to bring our best footy and hopefully just keep our momentum going.
Yep. Trav, I hear a whistle in the background. You're not watching footy this morning, are you?
I am watching my young fella run around at St Mary's Oval, yes.
Yeah. Has he got as much talent as the old man?
Oh, look, he goes okay. I was watching him earlier there before. He certainly didn't want to man anyone up, which I'm assuming he gets from me. So I've moved him down forward now, so he's seen if he can get on a goal.
Fantastic. Trav, great to see the next generation coming through, but great to talk to you as always. Good win yesterday. Well done, and look forward to talking to you in the run to the finals.
Yeah, no worries, Kenny. Thanks for having me.